God and Liberty listening in around the world. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from Indiana, USA. Good to be back with you tonight, folks. Hope everything's gone well with you today. For those that care, my wife is healing up. We checked out her injuries due to the radiation treatment, and it looking better today than it did yesterday. She's using this silver treatment, not a powder. It's a salve, actually, that she's putting on, and the silver seems to be really helping the radiation burns. And we're going forward here. We hope that when she goes to the doctor this week that she will be released to go ahead and head back to Idaho. We're going to take the southern route, hopefully be able to see our kids and grandkids for a few days there in Phoenix so we don't get into all the snow and the ice going back to Idaho. Then we'll end up, God willing, back in Idaho and get back to work. So much has happened since we've been gone. There is so much to do, and our volunteer police and military associations, which there are two of them there, as you know, the people will be happy to see us return because we have so much to do. And I'm just praising God for all of you out there praying for my wife and praying her through this situation. I just can't tell you enough how much it's meant to us to have your prayers and your letters and your cards coming in to us. We're going to be here probably another 2 weeks, it looks like, and then be out of here. And so we just appreciate so much your letters and your prayers. Because it's the only thing, truly, folks, I believe that's gotten us through this very challenging situation to my bride, as you know, that was sick with the Gulf War syndrome, sick unto death almost here some years back. And then through some natural healing, she was able to heal up enough to keep going. So, anyway, we'll be back to start the program, and we're so excited to have a guest, a good friend of mine that's been a good friend for almost two decades, I believe, and he'll be on with us in just a couple minutes, folks. I'm going to ask you now, get pencil and paper. You're going to need it. We'll be back after these important messages. Stay tuned.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation. by displaying on your cars our Brigham Home magnetic ribbons or our new Brigham Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or brighamhome.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife-Frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Welcome back, folks. This is that old retired cop, Jack McLam, and we're getting on with the program here, introducing our guest who's has some vital information for us tonight, folks. I hope that you were able to get a pencil and paper, turn on the recorder if you'd like, and record this program or get copies of this program. You're going to want to get copies of this program from RBN. So let's introduce our guest tonight. Some years ago, there was something coursing across America, wonderful, wonderful preparation programs called the Preparedness Expos. A lot of you attended the Preparedness Expos, and I met you there. Literally thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of people came to these Preparedness Expos. And there was a man there who was probably the main guest speaker was Pastor Lindsey Williams. Yes, our brother's on with us tonight, but let me just give him a little accolade here that this old cop, Jack McLam, was really an unknown pretty much when Lindsey met me at the Preparedness Expos, or I met Lindsey. Actually, I knew him before the Preparedness Expos, but when I attended the Preparedness Expos, Lindsey was speaking, and he was kind enough to give me a portion of his time to get up and speak to the thousands of people that came to hear him speak. And so that was my beginning in speaking across the United States and really being known, because literally hundreds of thousands of people heard our messages. And Lindsey, because he shared his time with me, the owner and promoter of the Preparedness Expos, gave me my own time to speak to the audiences, and I have so much respect for this man. One thing I want to say about him, brothers and sisters out there listening, is that one thing I respected about Lindsey Williams is everything he did was well documented. He was not a man to stand on hyperbole or his hypothesis. He didn't point to things he believed were such. He always had the facts. He always had the evidence. And as you know, to an old cop like me, just the facts, ma'am, just the facts. You remember that old saying? Okay, well, that's what cops like. We want to see the facts. Don't tell us your opinion. Give us the evidence. And that's what Lindsey Williams has always had, hard, hard evidence. And so tonight I've invited him back on the program because he has some hard evidence. He has some very important information for all of us in the very near future, where we're going to be in America in the months ahead. So, Brother Lindsey Williams, thank you so much. I'm honored to have you on the Officer Jack McLam program again.
Thank you, Jack, for your kind words. All I can say is that everything that I ever did back in those days, if I had to do over with again, I would probably do it double, because God has greatly used you. I saw back in those days something, I just felt that you had something in store, that God had something in store for you. And that's the reason I gave you those speaking times, and it has proven to be true in the marvelous work that you've done. And you're right. Today is probably the most unusual update that I've ever given on any program that I've had the privilege of doing with you. I don't think there's ever been a time that energy needed updating more than today. Oil, crude oil today was $63 a barrel. You may remember back when it was $32 a barrel, it was $1.50 a gallon at the gas pump.
That's
right.
That
means that if crude oil were at the same ratio today, it would be over $3 a gallon at the gas pump.
Uh-huh.
And the truth of the matter is, it is going there. Please don't be deceived by this little drop in the price at the gas pump. It means nothing. It just means that they are strengthening themselves to carry on the agenda that they've always had, and you will be paying $4 and $5 a gallon at the gas pump because of some things that took place just within the past week or two. The food on your table in your dining room and kitchen is going to be affected. And Jack,
yes, it is.
Yeah. I appreciate so much you allowing me to be here to tell this story today.
Well, it's so critical, Lindsay. We need to be prepared. Like we said at the Preparedness Expo, we had to work and work and work to educate people as fast as we could, awaken them. But we also had to prepare. And so that's what we're doing. We need to prepare our listeners to go forward and educate as many people, awaken as many as they can, as swiftly as they can with your information, but also personally prepare for the days ahead, brother. And that's why I wanted to have you on, and it's so critical what you have to say. Go right ahead.
Gasoline at the gas pump could be less than $1.50 a gallon within the next 12 months' time. The truth of the matter is it is going to be $4 to $5 a gallon at the gas pump in the next 12 months. There is as much crude oil on the North Slope of Alaska as there is in Saudi Arabia. Some who may be listening to this program for the first time, you may wonder how I can possibly say such things as I'm saying right now. So very briefly, let me give some background so you'll understand why I can credibly say what I'm saying. And, Jack, thank you so much for your word about credibility a few moments ago. You're exactly right. We must tell it exactly like it is. Some will remember that in 1970, I was a missionary in the state of Alaska. I had been a Baptist pastor for 15 years. And that was the year they announced they were going to build the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. I also heard that 25,000 pipeliners would come to Alaska to build that pipeline. And the first thing that came to my mind was 25 of the most cussingest, drinkingest, orneriest folks on the face of the earth. They must need some spiritual guidance.
Amen.
So I went to Alaska Pipeline Service Company, and I said, "Don't you need a chaplain on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline?" Well, they laughed at me and said, "We never had a chaplain on any pipeline in the world." Finally, after much persistence, they said, "Okay, we'll give you the Northern Seven Camps. Go up there and see what you can do." Well, I did. I had a sermon and a service in a different camp every day. And about 6 months later, Mr. R.H. King, personnel relations man with Alaska, came to me and he said, "Lindsay, you're saving us thousands of dollars of counseling fees. Your religious denomination is paying you. You're helping the atmosphere on the of the workers." He said, "We have just voted to give you executive status." And I said, "Well, Mr. King, what does that mean?" He said, "That means you can go any place you'd like on the pipeline. We'll give you an executive pass. And we'd like to invite you to sit in on our board meetings in an advisory capacity and help the relationship between management and labor." Now, Jack, what I saw over the next 3 years is something that people only read about in books, because I had the privilege of living in the same dorms with, sitting across the dinner table from, sitting in board meetings with the people that most people only read about in books. The power controls the world. The people who control the president and tell Congress what to do, tell the Arabs what they're going to give them for a barrel of oil. And believe me, these people exist. They are for real. This is not just the figment of somebody's books. There's one thing different about my books. I've authored 6 books, and there's one thing different about my books. None of my books are the result of research. All of my books are the result of what I lived I was literally there. I sat in the board meetings with these people. And if someone had asked me in 1970, do you believe there's a group of people on the earth who control the world, I would have said, who are you, John Birch? And I'd have laughed at them.
Right.
If someone had said to me in 1980, Lindsay, do you believe that there are people who tell the president what to do, dictate to the Arabs and the other parts of the world, I would have said, not only do I believe it, I sat in the board meetings with them and listened to them talk about it.
Yes.
So when you read my books, you will find actual live experiences of that which I experienced. Now, these very people have done within the past few weeks something that should be known by every person in America. But the news media is not carrying the story. I mean, this is so catastrophic that, okay, here we go. Let me just begin. I don't know actually how to start. You kind of helped me along, Jack.
First of all,
let's take the country of Iran. Iran is the third largest oil field in the world. The first, of course, is Saudi Arabia. The second, Iraq, which is not producing very well now. And the third is Iran. And Iran just announced about a week and a half ago that as of March the 20th, please put this date down. It is going to affect the lifestyle of every person listening to this broadcast this afternoon. On March the 20th, Iran says, we will do the following. First of all, we will have the Iranian National Bank, the Iranian Central Bank, will be operating. Our computers will be in place, and everything will be ready to go as of March the 20th. Secondly, we will have all of our wells ready for production. We will have our flow lines in place. We will have our port facilities ready, and we are going to flood the world with cheap oil beginning March the 20th. And here's the clincher. Here's the part that's so startling. And as of March the 20th, we will flood the world with cheap oil. That means they'll sell to China, they'll sell to Russia, they'll sell to anybody in the world that wants it. And they said, we are going to denominate those oil sales in euros. Now please, the average person may not understand just how much this is going to affect the food on your table, the job that you work for, the lifestyle of the Americans.
Yes, sir. That's right.
The Iranian Central Bank opens, that means that any country in the world that wants to can clear their currencies through the Iranian bank and no longer are required to come to the banks in the United States of America.
That means war, brother. That means bombing Iran, that's for sure. Okay, folks, listen. Get your pencils and papers ready. You're going to have to copy down some of this information for your own family's benefit. We'll be right back after these important messages.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Well, folks, I hope you have your pencil and paper, because we need to get you this information tonight. It's vital to all of our survival. Lindsay, I remember when Clinton was in office, the vice president, I think his name was Igor, wrote a book. And he said in that book that that we had to get the gas prices up in America to at least $5 a gallon so we could be merged with the rest of the world. And, brother, looks like it's happening. And just please continue on, brother.
That is a reality, what you just said, because the standard currency of the world is not the dollar. The standard currency of the world is oil.
Yes.
And whatever oil is denominated in will determine what the standard currency of the world is, if it's denominated in euros, if it's denominated in dollars, whatever it may be. Now, when the dollar ceases to be used as the denominator for oil sales, remember, oil was chosen in the early 60s as the method of controlling the world.
That's right. Henry Kissinger said that. Remember, Henry Kissinger said, to control nations, you must control oil.
And that's exactly what I found out when I was on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. Right. I heard them talking about the control of the world. They had a 30-year plan for the Arabs, and they said they were going to do it with oil. Take, for instance, the toothbrush that you brush your teeth with tonight. It's made out of plastic. It's a petroleum product.
Yeah.
The plastic bag in your garbage can, it comes from crude oil. The highway that you drive on, the asphalt highway, it's a product, byproduct of crude oil. The plastic in your automobile. Every facet of our lives is affected by the price of crude oil. It is the only thing on the face of the earth that affects every human being on the face of the earth, and they chose it in the early 60s, the powers that be, Mr. Kissinger, the controllers of the world, chose crude oil as a method of controlling the world. Now, we've come down to the point that Iran says, we're not going to denominate in dollars. We don't want your American money anymore. You've got $8 trillion worth of debt. We don't trust your money any longer. So we're going to denominate our sales in oil. Secondly, now you're ready for the second update. Central America, Central Bank of Venezuela, a man by the name of Chavez, he says, I'm going to establish my central bank. And if you'd like, by the way, he pulled all of his money out of the United States of America. About a month and a half ago, he pulled every penny he had out of the United States of America, billions of dollars. He pulled it out of America, transferred it to Europe. He says, we now have a central bank in Venezuela, and we are inviting any nation, any people in the world that want to, all you oil producers, we are inviting you to transfer all of your funds through the Central Bank of Venezuela and bypass the Foreign Currency Control Exchange of the United States of America, CADIVI.
Mm-hmm.
You realize what this does? This gives Saudi Arabia, This gives China, this gives Russia, this gives any nation on the face of the earth that wishes to sell oil an opportunity to use something beside the controls that have been placed in effect by our government in Washington. And now he says, you can denominate all of your oil sales through my country, and if you wish, you can use euros or the Swiss money or anything you'd like to denominate them in.
Mm-hmm.
You realize
yeah.
what this is doing to the American dollar? No longer is the American dollar the standard currency of the world, and when it topples, folks, please, I beg of you, I presented two premises to you. Number one, Iran, March the 20th. Do you realize how close you are to the possible beginning of the process of the collapse of the American dollar? Because then they will not be there to buy our national debt because they'll no longer be required to. Now
yes.
Iran has its own central bank. Now Venezuela has its own central bank. Within the past 30 days, this has happened. I mean, we are coming to such a catastrophic time that I wish somehow I could just get into your heart this afternoon to help you realize that we are on the verge of affecting the food on the table in your home, and unless you make some preparations immediately, which we'll deal with in the second half of the program. Okay, so number one, Iran, March the 20th. This is a reality. This is not a fairy tale.
True,
this has
yes.
already been in the news. Venezuela, everybody knows what Chavez is doing, but the average person doesn't realize that Chavez now has a central bank in Venezuela and has invited all of the other oil-producing countries of the world to transfer their funds through him. You ready for the third item? Here goes.
Go right ahead, brother. Yeah.
China, Thursday of last week, China officially announced Thursday of last week that they are going to diversify. No longer will they hold only American currencies. They now are going to diversify and will hold many currencies of the world and the debt of those countries. And they say, we're no longer going to buy as many T-bills and as many of much of the American debt as we've bought in the past. Do you see this? Iran, the third largest oil field in the world, going to flood the world with oil at beginning March the 20th. Chavez says, my own central bank, China said last Thursday, we're going to diversify. We don't trust the American dollar any longer. Folks, we are on the verge of something so I don't even know the proper words to put this in. Please listen. We're going to bring this to a head in just a moment.
Okay, brother. Thank you. Folks, we're at the bottom of the hour here. We're going to take a little break and be back. And Lindsay is not going to leave us hanging. He's going to tell us what we should be doing at this time. So please have your pencil and paper ready. Okay, folks, we'll be back in just a couple minutes with more of the program.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Dear brothers and sisters out there, what do you think? These international crime families that control our nation, are they losing control? Remember Slobodan Milosevic, the Serb leader, said no to their New World Order, and we went over and bombed him and took him out. Remember the Taliban would not allow the big oil pipeline to go through the northern part of Afghanistan. We bombed them and took them out. And then it was Saddam Hussein himself that said a couple years ago that he was going to denominate his oil a fortune in euros. We bombed him and took him out. Now there's Iran, and we're hearing through our military people that the international crime families are going to try to assassinate a Chavez down there. Are they losing control, Brother Lindsay? What do you think?
Well, I was startled to no end when I received the report that one of our intelligence officials here in America had gone to the country of Poland. Now, they had already been to Saudi Arabia. They had already been to Pakistan. They had already been to Jordan and a number of other countries over there. And all of them turned them down and said, no, you cannot use our country to stage an attack of Iran. All of them turned them down. They went to Poland. This is startling. One of our own intelligence people went to the country of Poland just within the past few weeks and said, will you allow us to use Poland as a place to stage an attack against Iran? And Poland, because of their connection with the Bush family, said yes. Poland is the only country that has allowed it, and they have said, you can use our airports, you can use our country, you can use our facilities to stage an attack against Iran. Now, I'm not saying that we're going to attack Iran. I don't know what our president's going to do. I do know this. He must stop Iran before March the 20th. He's got to do something. Because they are doing something. In fact, there has been a rapid increase of training and readiness at a number of our military facilities around the country.
For absolutely.
Instance, Fort Rucker in Alabama has already been told that they are to be prepared to handle, on a moment's notice, 50 to 60,000 trainees. In addition, there's been an increase in readiness at the Hurlbut Field in Florida, home of the U.S. Air Force Special Operations Command. I mean, they're at top alert. There's also been a noticeable increase in activity at the Marine Corps Air Ground Combat Center in 29 Palms, California.
Yes, right on target.
Primary fire training activity. I mean, we could go on and on. These are facts. We have been set up. We are already right now on the verge of $4 to $5 a gallon. Now, listen to this statistic. This is fact. The U.S. imports 400,000 gallons of gasoline a day from other countries. The U.S. had, in 1981 now, the U.S. had 321 oil refineries. We only have 149 refineries today.
That means
that
yes.
most plants are operating 24 hours a day with no downtime for maintenance to supply the growing demand for fuel. We have not built a single refinery in America in over 20 years. Every refinery in America, all 149 of them, are operating at over 90% capacity. Do you realize, folks, that they will have an excuse for $5 a gallon because of what our administration in Washington, D.C. has done? We have been set up. We are on the verge of something so catastrophic that it's going to affect the lifestyle of every American. Now, whenever war, anytime there's war, you will see an increase in the profits of certain companies.
Certainly.
Listen
yeah.
to this statistic. Silver, in the past year, has gone up 67%. Gold has gone up 72%. Halliburton. You'd recognize Halliburton in relation
oh,
to
yeah.
oil. Our vice president was the CEO of Halliburton at one time. Their
uh-huh.
profits are up 76%. Oil is up 94%. Platinum is up 111%. General Dynamics is up 161%. Lockheed is up 249%. What does this tell you? This tells me something. This tells me that we are on the verge of the potential of some sort of a conflict that is greater than what we have right now in Iraq.
Amen.
Now,
that's right, brother.
Uh-huh. All of this has become so, I have become so concerned about this that on yesterday, only yesterday, the 9th of January, I edited a brand new videotape. It's nothing of anything I've given in the past. I have decided that all of this must be Iran. It must be brought up to an update. Central America, Venezuela, I must give the facts as I heard them back a number of years ago when I sat in their board meetings. I said, China, what's happening today, very significant. The dollar is on the verge of not being used as the denominator for oil sales, and oil is the standard currency of the world. So the
That's
dollar
right.
could very well plummet through the floor. I became so concerned about this, I said, I've got to do it. I was in just days ago, I was in California and gave a lecture. My son Daniel was there sitting in the audience. He said, Daddy, when you were giving that lecture, there were actually some people out in the audience that were weeping. I took portions of this lecture and produced a brand new videotape that I have never had before. I mean, it's nothing like you've ever seen me do before. It's on what we are facing right now in energy, the oil crisis, Iran, Central America, Venezuela, China. I'm talking about right now, March the 20th. I talk about today's issues in this, as well as the fact that if only our administration would be honest and level with us, gasoline at the gas pump could be less than $1.50 a gallon within 1 year. I mean, folks, this is so critical. You remember this next year is an election year for certain officials. They'll listen to you now. You
yes.
need to have a dozen copies of my book, Energy Non-Crisis, and I'm going to give them away. You heard me correct. This is so critical, I'm going to give a copy of all four of my books. If you will get this new videotape, The Energy Non-Crisis, if you will allow me to let you have, if you'll buy from me the vaccination video. Do you realize the Tamiflu, do you know that the bird flu, they declared it this morning on the news, the 10th of January, they declared this morning that we are in America. And why they keep saying this is because these are their buzzwords. They said
yep.
this morning we're on the verge of a pandemic of flu across America, and they want to give everybody shots. In fact, they're begging you to come and get them. At your
oh, yeah.
Positive.
Come on
listen
down and get them.
Listen to what Dr. W.B. Clark of Indiana says. He said cancer was practically unknown until compulsory vaccination with cowpox vaccine began to be introduced. I've had to deal with at least 200 cases of cancer, and I never saw a case of cancer in an unvaccinated person.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So you've got to know about vaccinations. Deadly new diseases. We've never had anything like the pandemics we have today that they're talking about. What's happening to the family farmer? Would you please allow me to give you a copy of all four of my books. If you will get my four videos, which one of them is the brand new one that was edited only yesterday. I don't even have the master copy in hand yet. I'll have it by the time that your order is shipped out. I mean, I tell things I have never said before. I bring it up to date to Iran, Venezuela, China, March the 20th. All of these things are here in this new video, the energy non-crisis. You've never seen it because I don't even have the master yet. Please purchase my four videotapes. Let me give you a copy of all four of my books. Let me give you a 1 hour and 7 minute videotape that if you bought it would cost you over $25 of an economic hitman that I introduced that I had an opportunity to interview who helped to set all the oil companies of the world up. I interviewed him before he went into hiding. Please let me give you this hour and 7 minute video, Economic Hitman. And I also want to give you a 1 hour and 30 minute audio tape that will tell you how to prepare your family in light of the very things we're talking about on this program today. Now, Jack said I'd give some solutions.
Yes.
That's what I'm offering
essential to
you. I want to give you an hour and 30 minute audio tape that you can play in your car as you ride down the road. It'll tell you how to help prepare your family in the fact light of you can't drive to work at $5 a gallon and still make a living and put food on the table.
That's right, brother.
Please take this 800 number. If ever I've begged of you to let me tell you the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey says, it's right now. 800-321-2900. That's my brand new videotape that was only edited yesterday, 1 hour and 15 minutes long. It has everything. Iran, Venezuela, China, March the 20th, American dollar, what's going to happen to your dinner table, the job that you work at, and a solution to the problem. Get my four videotapes. I will give you all four of my books as a gift. Now, Jack, you have my books. You know that they are not pamphlets.
That's right, brother. No, well documented.
Full-length, over 200-page books with beautiful full-color covers. This, you would not have to be ashamed to give them to any congressman when you try to beg them to listen to us before it's too late. 800-321-2900. My four videotapes. I will give you all four of my books. I'll give you a hour and 7 minute video of an interview with an economic hitman. I will give you an audio tape, an hour and 30 minutes long, as to what you can do to help prepare your family. And included in that is my new video, only produced days ago, only edited yesterday. And I say things you must, for the sake of your family, if you want to put food on the table and prepare yourself for the inevitable. I beg of you, if you ever listened to Jack McLam, if you ever listened to me before, right now is a time that something has to be done, and you can if you know the issues. But the only way that we can know what to do is to document what we are saying and take it to heart. You don't have time to wait. Something must be done right now to keep that food on your table and the clothes on your children's back. Because, as Jack said just a moment ago, Mr. Henry Kissinger said back in the 60s, we've got to control the price at the gas pump.
Well,
that's
right.
He has done a very good job of it.
Yes, Brother Lindsey. Yes, 800. Go right ahead.
800-321-2900.
Yes, hey, Brother Lindsey. I'll tell you, the price before you startled us tonight with this information, the international crime lords that control our government were planning to raise the price up to $4 or $5 and even above a gallon here in this nation. And now these implications of this is that these nations, there's still some holdout nations that want to flood the world with cheap oil, which could save our nation, but these internationalists are not going to allow it to happen. There's listeners out there that probably think, well, good, our government has to go in and kill off the Iranian leadership. We got to go kill the
Chavez.
President of, down in Venezuela, and that'll solve everything. No, no, no. The international crime families are trying to do to bring America down to third world nation status by raising the price of fuel for us up to $4, $5, $6 a gallon. And it's going to happen. So we need to know, folks, what is happening right now to threaten their control of the world, so we have a better idea of what actions they're going to take and how it's going to affect each and every one of us, Lindsay, because Kissinger went on to say, when he says to control nations, you must control oil. But he then finished up and says, to control people, you must control food. And my goodness gracious, brother, the price of food is going to skyrocket. If they get that price of oil up to $4 and $5, $6 a gallon, it's going to go through the roof, is it not?
It is. And what is on the dinner table of every person listening, including you and me, Jack?
Yes.
What is on the table, the food for your families, you are going to be affected. The lifestyle of every American, you won't live this lifestyle anymore at $5 a gallon at the gas pump. But, Jack, the thing that is such a horror through this whole situation is they are doing this to us intentionally by a design agenda. But we could have, at the gas pump, gasoline less than $1.50 a gallon within 1 year.
Amen.
If only. But the only place on the face of this earth that you'll find recorded the largest pool of oil in North America, and probably the largest pool of oil on the face of the earth, is in my book, The Energy Non-Crisis, and it was written by Mr. Ken Fromm, the senior executive with Atlantic Richfield, because he was so perturbed over the fact that they classified this information after the oil pool was discovered. We could take from our own soil, but you see, they can't do that, because then these other countries would not be obligated to buy our national debt.
That's right.
And in turn, the dollar would collapse. But it's fixing to collapse anyway, because Iran now has said, we have our own worldwide national bank that you can come and denominate sales in. You don't have to depend on the American dollar. Chavez is saying, I have my own central bank of Venezuela now. You see, the whole Ponzi game is collapsing right under them. China is saying, we don't need you anymore, America. Your dollar is a thing of the past. We don't trust your paper anymore and your Federal Reserve debt of $8 trillion.
Very wise on their part.
Oh, yes. And now the head of the Federal Reserve is stepping out as of this month. I don't blame him. I'd step out, too, if I saw the dollar collapsing around him.
Amen. Yep.
Folks, if only you could understand that we are on the verge of something that is going to affect every. When Greenspan went in office, we had a $1.5 trillion debt. Now that Greenspan is leaving, we have an $8 trillion debt, and Congress won't say, oh, look what a wonderful job he's done. Look what a marvelous person he is. And the Bush administration has chalked up more national debt in his term alone than every other president prior to him in the United States of America all put together.
That's right.
Now
That's
Iran right. says, we don't want your national debt anymore. Now Venezuela says, we don't trust the American dollar anymore. Now China says, we're not willing to trust you either. Now oil has become the currency of the world, and what are they going to denominate it in? They're going to denominate it in Swiss money. They're going to denominate it in
That's
euros.
Right. That's right.
Other things besides the dollar. We are on the verge of the potential for the possibility of the collapse of the dollar and the American banking system.
Yes, Lindsay, we need knowledge, and we need it quickly. We need truth, and we need the facts, and so it's so important. Angie and I want to get your tapes, too, and so we'll have to get with you on that. But, folks, we'll be back, and we'll be closing out the program on this after this next break, so stay tuned. We'll be right back here.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieves pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Oh, my dear brothers and sisters out in the listening audience tonight, I know you're some of the best informed people in this nation because you listen to RBN. But folks, we have some things we have to accomplish, not just for our own family, but and friends and relatives here in the months ahead, and that is to educate them so that they can begin to prepare themselves. And I think the best way to do it is have very good, clear, well-documented information for them. Book form, yes. Videos, yes. And put it into their hands. Remember, folks, God says that if we're supposed to be his watchmen, and if we do not tell our loved ones and friends and neighbors about these things, their blood will be on our hands. That's straight out of Scripture. And so we're obligated, but also we're obligated to know what's going on so we can prepare for our own family. Lindsay, we only have a few minutes left. What would you like to say in closing to our listeners out there?
Reuters News Wire. Oil jumps to over $64 a barrel on last Friday.
Uh-huh.
It closed today right about there. What is happening? Things that people must know about. There is something you can do about it. You can spare your family. Now, we may not be able to save the dollar. Who knows what's going to happen to it now that Iran, Venezuela, China. But you can spare your own home. You can spare your dinner table. You can spare yourself a lot of heartache if people will prepare now. The only way we can prepare is know the issues. Don't be afraid of them. Fortunately, Jack, you and I have read the last chapter, being Christians.
Amen.
We know what the end result's going to be.
That's right. We win. Uh-huh.
We are going to win.
Yeah, it doesn't mean we won't go through hell on earth before that, though. Yeah.
Well, it means that we can prepare right now. There's
That's
something
right.
you can do for your own family.
That's
and
right.
that is what the reason I produced this brand new videotape that we edited just yesterday on the 9th of January. Please believe me, you've never heard like this before. You've never heard me plead with people like this before and give answers. But there is something we can do. You can spare your own dining room table, your kitchen. You can spare your home from many heartaches. You can prepare and do something about it. But right now is the time. You don't have tomorrow or down the road somewhere to do it. It's time to do it right now. So I beg of you, will you please, some of you who wish to may just want to get the New Energy Non-Crisis video that I've just produced. You can call and get that. But let me give you all four of my books if you get all four of my videotapes. The vaccinations. Do you realize what Japan said? Just Japan's health ministry warned about the Tamiflu vaccine when a 17-year-old Japanese high school student jumped in front of a truck after taking it because he was so mentally upset. There was another Japanese person that jumped from the seventh-story building after taking the Tamiflu shot, which is the only weapon against bird flu that they have in their arsenal. And who is it that owns part of the company that produces the Tamiflu shot? None other than Mr. Rumsfeld.
Oh, yes.
Now, folks, be aware of the fact that there is an agenda that these people have. I tell about it in my books. 800-321-2900. Jack, thank you for letting me help to try to wake some people
brother.
Up today.
Well,
if possible.
God bless you, brother, for coming on the program in such a quick notice of just yesterday we spoke. So thank you, brother, and Lord bless you and your family, and thank you for being there for us when we need information, okay?
Thank you, Jack.
All right.
God bless you.
God bless you. Good night, Lindsay. Well, folks, that's it for tonight. We've got some work to do. I want to get some information from Lindsay there. I don't have it. We need to have it for our family and loved ones. And we're just going to remind you before we close tonight, though, that God is in his heaven and on his throne, and these internationalists, these crime families, can't do what God won't allow them to. So keep praying that God binds their hands of his enemies. God bless you and good night.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.